If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can check us out also at our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. It's ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. Well, we're talking here about this experience of the spirituality that we may look at during this time of Advent, so it helps us to get on the right foot for the liturgical year. One of the interesting things that it's important to distinguish is that reality between experiencing the presence of Christ and not experiencing the presence of Christ and realizing both of those are gifts from God Himself, from Christ. And how does that make sense? Well, what happens is, and this is explained by St. John of the Cross in The Dark Night of the Soul, he explains that first what happens is a person, when they come to their first encounter with Christ, they may have these very powerful experiences. They may not. They may have some experience of just recognizing that they are on a path they want to be on. They may be on the right path. They realize, however that works, that's an important distinction. But there comes a point that if they focus only on that spiritual experience, that they'll never grow in the spiritual life. And so therefore, and there are people that'll do that. They're always looking for that spiritual experience. They're always looking to experience on a sense level that Christ is present. And St. John of the Cross explains, and so do many of the other saints, there often comes a point where you go through a dryness in prayer. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, she went through 7 years of this really dry experience of prayer, which means, in other words, she would pray as she was supposed to pray. She would do the charity. She would engage in charity that she was supposed to do, but she never felt anything from it. She never had that experience of, how some people have these very powerful spiritual experiences. She did at an earlier part in her life, and she may have in a later part in her life, but she didn't for 7 years. It may have been even longer than that. And that's what the saints, including St. John of the Cross, explains, is that's where you're being led from being focused on a sense based experience of God into a more profound experience, which isn't sense-based. Now, how do I explain that? It's hard to explain in the best terms I can, but let me see what I can do. Well, I guess one way I can look at it is the Lord is calling us to a deep, profound experience of His reality, but it may not be something we feel within a material sense. So you may go to church on Sunday, and you may feel nothing at Mass, absolutely nothing. You don't feel anything. You're not at time for the Eucharist, you may not be very happy that the Eucharist is there. You're not sad either. That's not what I'm saying. But you're not like feeling, oh, I'm in the presence of God. You're feeling absolutely nothing. And St. John of the Cross would explain that is the Lord leading you to a, and so would St. Teresa of Avila, by the way, leading you to a deeper understanding of his presence, whereas you don't need a feeling to lead you to understand God is still with you. Do you see that difference? So this is one of the things he would teach. So that's an important distinction. So then you're being led deeper, deeper, and deeper down the path that's within the reality of God's presence that is not within the material world. And what the saints would explain is if you're only focused on the experience, and you know there are people, especially within the charismatic renewal, that will always be looking for that spiritual experience. But you have to be careful of that, because that keeps you, if you don't go deeper, which the Lord leads you, you don't look for it, the Lord leads you. If you don't go deeper, then you end up with a less than profound understanding of the presence of God. It's kind of like when you are, I'm assuming, because I can't remember much before I was five, just like anybody else, but when you first see daylight and you experience and you see the joys of daylight, and you're probably as a child, as an infant, just going, wow, this is fascinating, and there's the sun, and you're seeing all that. And so it's something that is very powerful for you. But then obviously nowadays that doesn't strike us. Occasionally we may look up in the sky and say, oh, it's a really beautiful day. But we're not always caught up in wow every time the sun rises. And this is an understanding. Now, what would happen if the sun didn't rise? Then we would be in a panic. Why? Because we always knew the sun was going to rise, and we are filled with the comfort, the joy, and everything because of that. But it doesn't mean we experience that comfort and joy every day. We just know the sun is going to rise. And there may be points in our lives where we are restored back to that time when we first experienced the sun as an infant and see it in a whole new way. And the example I can think of right off the top of my head is on September 12th, 2001. And that was the day that, in midst of all the tragedy and all the horrors that happened on September 11th, the sun rose. And we could see that still the earth was still here and the sun rose, and we knew that the power of God that we understand through the presence of the sun was still there. So you see, so we saw the sun in a whole different way, but not necessarily the same way that we saw the sun when we first saw it, and not necessarily the same way we might have seen it other times. But most of the time, when we go through our day, it's something we take for granted, but we are aware of its presence, maybe not on an experiential level, but on a far more profound level. And that's basically that understanding of where we are being led in the spiritual world, where we don't need to have to be reassured that God is with us all the time, just like we don't need to be assured that the sun is rising every day. But what happens is, since we're not being reassured that the sun is with us every day, we don't live for that every day, because we know it's there. And that's the level of our understanding with God that we're called to, that everything we do rests in the fact that we know God is with us, we know God is there, but we don't necessarily have to celebrate it every day, because it's hard to bring this concept out. We don't have to celebrate it by feeling this wonderful experience every day, because we're experiencing and we're understanding it on a far more profound level, that the sun is present in the sky, and the same way with our understanding of God. So if someone were to say to me, well, if you don't feel God's presence every day, how do you know that he even exists? And as I think it was C.S. Lewis says, He knew that God exists, like he knew the sun was going to rise every day. It's, I don't need to feel that. I don't need to know on an experiential level that God is real, because I know beyond that. I know at a more profound level, and that's what the Lord calls us to on far more profound levels. So you understand that. And this is, and the way, according to the saints, you are called to that level is the Lord leads you away after a while from the experiential. So if your first encounter with the Lord, like I remember when I came back to the church and I was involved with the Charismatic Renewal, which I obviously support, but I was involved with the Charismatic Renewal at the time. And I had a very profound experience in a process people call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know there are many traditionalists out there that don't like anything to do with this, but it is recognized by the church, and I'll let it go with that. And I remember speaking to a priest after, I think it was the following week, and we talked about that, and he said, he's real. And I went, oh, absolutely he is. He's absolutely real. And later on in my life, when I went through some very difficult times, I experienced God's presence in a different way, but not in the same profound way that it was at that time. I experienced God's presence in a far more different, far more profound way, far deeper way that affects my life, but it's not necessarily on an experiential way. And this is what people like St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila and others taught all the time. You know, but you don't necessarily have to feel to know. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.